This is MSO, NewsSports.com. We're joined by Casey Sword, the general manager, or the executive director, I should say, at the brand new Cabot Theater. And Casey, welcome, and welcome to our area.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Tell us about yourself and the journey to get to the Cabot Theater.
Absolutely. I started at the Cabot in October of 2015, and but prior to that, I've spent my whole career basically in arts management. I was in higher education at Boston University and UMass Lowell. I was the executive director of a symphony orchestra called the New England Philharmonic for several years, and in addition, I've run several regional and national music festivals. So my background has always been in the arts, it's one of the things that brought me here to the Cabot.
Now, this has got to be a unique challenge, though, you know, for the Cabot, opposed to some of the other things you've done.
Absolutely. Well, it's always been one of my dreams to kind of revitalize a historic theater. The first building I ever worked in as a teenager was the Orpheum Theater in Boston, which was the original Symphony Hall of Boston. So, you know, working in old theaters and restoring theaters has always been a passion of mine.
Yeah. Rick?
Your background, where did you go to school? Did you go to school in the area?
I did. I did my undergrad at Berklee School of Music and a master's at Boston University. So I'm a Boston school guy all the way.
Okay. Now, this place has such a historic perspective, but first of all, I looked at the vision you guys have. You've got the six phase plan there. That's fantastic, and I want you to mention that. But buying a place like this, or at least managing or looking at a place, the structure, is that the first thing you have to look at, is the structure?
You do, and amazingly, this is almost a 100-year-old building, but the structure is, it was incredibly well built. It has nearly perfect acoustics. It's one of these things where if you tried to build something like this today, it would be almost impossible to replicate, because the level of craftsmanship and things that went into this are, you just don't see that kind of thing today. So it was definitely a historic piece that was well worth preserving.
Are you still conducting? You're still doing music for yourself?
I still play piano, you know, when I have some time, but I pretty much dedicate my whole life to this building and this project right now. It's a 100-year-old building, but it's still a startup business, so it does require very long days, pouring myself into this project. But it's so much fun, and to have the community so excited. And by community, I don't just mean Beverly, but it's the entire North Shore. People come from Albany, New York, from Worcester, from all over the place to see concerts here. So it really is, it's become this regional hub of performing arts, which is very exciting.
Absolutely. It's a hallmark of North Shore entertainment. What's the vision? Because I've walked into the place. I haven't been in here in a while. The first thing I saw was the comfort of the seats, because the old place, watching a movie in here, was very uncomfortable. But what's the vision? I noticed that you've got on the boards here, you have a six-phase project. And where are we now?
Yeah, I would say we're probably we're at phase one and a half, in the six phases, it's probably more like three phases. So I would say we're probably about a third of the way through the project right now. Big things that we still need to work on are a new HVAC system, HVAC. Because I feel like our heating and cooling system, we need to be able to provide people with the kind of comforts they expect in 2016 in a 1920 building. So it's really it's that kind of thing. There's a lot of ADA compliance, things that we really want to be able to offer all of our patrons, if they're in a wheelchair or if they're deaf or blind, to have the same great experience that anybody can. So it's really it's a huge part of our mission is to modernize the place, but to still maintain the historical and beautiful qualities of the building.
If we're in the building right now, in the theater, and so tell me, give me a little background on what we're looking at right here on these walls and so on.
Absolutely.
What would you tell me about this?
I mean, you're looking at a beautifully, all this stuff is painted by hand. It's all this original artwork that's been in this place for close to 100 years now. So it's really fascinating, you know, as you're looking up at the mural on the ceiling, on the walls, and what they were thinking, you know, nearly 100 years ago when they were doing this. And it's actually it's probably not much different than what I'm thinking about. They were here trying to build a gathering place for the community, a place where people could come out of their homes and have a social life. And it's really not dissimilar to what we're trying to do here.
What are the unique features? So if you've looked at theaters, you know theaters, what else is unique about the Cabot Theater?
I think the thing that I love so much about the Cabot is that although it's, you know, it holds nearly 900 people, but there's not a bad seat in the whole place. So we have no obstructed views here. You know, the balcony is on a steel truss. So there's no poles in your way. There's nothing. I mean, you can sit in the very back of the theater, and your view is not much different than if you're sitting here on the orchestra level, 20 feet from the stage. So I think that's one of my favorite features, is that perfect sight lines and perfect acoustics throughout, which is next to impossible to find at a music venue these days.
You know, when I came in here today, I was struck by the fact that even if you're in the very back, you seem like you're very close. So it's not a huge theater,
correct,
but it might be just the right size for like a North Shore community kind of a deal.
I agree. And it's one of these things where, if you go, to a 2,500 seat theater or a 3,000 seat theater, you don't get the same experience as you get here. So I think it's that intimate connection with the performers that we can create by having a theater this size that makes it so special.
I liken it to a baseball park where they used to, maybe back in the 60s, they built them at to seat 75,000-80,000, but no one ever showed up with those numbers, and the
yes.
ballpark was useless. So now they build them for 45,000, and it's perfect. It's just a really perfect place to be.
Absolutely. No, that's a great way to think about it. We're sitting, it's a real treasure. I'm really thrilled that we could save it, and that we're, every week and every day, we're either showing cinema here, we're showing films, we're presenting performing arts every day of the week. So
yeah,
it's very
really?
Fun. Yes.
Well, let's just talk about the schedule then. What are some things coming up?
Tomorrow night we have the fantastic Irish band Gaelic Storm will be here. They're a fantastic blend of kind of rootsy Irish music with tradition, with American rock music. I mean, they're just a powerhouse of an act. That's going to be packed tomorrow night. On Sunday, we have the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Chamber Players will be here doing a community outreach project. That's going to be sold out on Sunday. We have a great comedy show here on Saturday night. So we try and offer a really robust blend of arts and entertainment here. Next Friday, we have Clint Black here, the country superstar. The week after that, we have Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad. We have Melvin Seals and the Jerry Garcia Band. And in between all of that, we run cinema every other day. So we have a wide lineup of film that we show when we don't have performing arts.
Gotcha.
How do we find out what's happening when? What's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. Our website is updated daily. It's www.thecabot.org, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we have up-to-the-minute updates on everything we're doing. If you subscribe to our email list, which you can do from our website, you can have early access, knowing when pre-sales are going on and things like that, so you'll be the first to get tickets for everything.
Now, I know you're not going to tell me, give me the answer to this, but I mean, you must be working with trying to bring in talent as we speak down the road.
Yes.
And you can't really mention who you're going after, really, can you? Or are there things out there that you can share with us?
Well, all I could say is that I'm always looking to take things to the next level. And I think that we, in the short time that I've been here, we're bringing in people like Buddy Guy in April. We got Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's. We've got, we just recently had Darlene Love in her Christmas show, which we think we're going to bring back next December. So I think that I can only tell you this, that we are, we're maintaining that baseline, and then we're reaching beyond that as far as the level of acts that you'll expect to see at the Cabot in the future.
Gotcha. Rick, anything else from you?
No, I just think it's exciting, and I appreciate the fact that you and your organization have done this, because so many of us missed the old Cabot, and this is it's spectacular. It really is, and it's so comfortable.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Well, the old back-breaking seats were the first thing that had to go, and I told the board I wasn't going to take the job unless they were committed to doing it, and so we've made good on that. And the great thing about this community, I mean this project was 100% funded by people's generosity and donations. So that was a very inspiring thing for me to come into a community that is so generous with their time and their resources that had the foresight to save an old theater and to realize what that brings to the community. So this is a wonderful community that's fully embraced me and this organization, and we're just thrilled to be a part of it.
What happened to the old seats?
The old seats, amazingly, they fit into one dumpster. So they were taken apart on New Year's Day, and the crew that does this, they do all the old theater. They do the Beacon Theater in New York. They did the North Shore Music Theater when they did their seats. These guys just go around the country reseating theaters. They go around and they're amazing at what they do, these guys. And so one dumpster and they were gone in about a half a day.
Well, that's a remarkable story to end on, but is there anything else you want to share with us, Casey?
I would just encourage you to come see us, come see a movie, come see a family show, come see a concert. I feel like we're trying to offer a menu of things that suits every budget and every family. So please come give us a chance to entertain you and introduce you to some art.
All right, Casey, good talking with you. Thanks for your time.
And thank you so much.
All right. With Casey Soar, the executive director of the Cabot Theater, Bill Newell, Rick Moore here on MSO News Sports.com.